Good morning, everyone. This week, I would like you all with me to reflect on one sentence in the second letter, the second reading of St. Paul today. My grace is sufficient for you. I came to the U.S. 7 years ago, and because I grew up poor in Vietnam, back to Vietnam. I was so poor, I grew up in a small hometown, a poor village in Vietnam. And then I came here 7 years ago, and everything was perfect, was so beautiful, and I was so happy that I can be here. And then my friend, he took me to the Target, and then I thought, like, that is like heaven. Because everything in Target, in Walmart, like, is so beautiful, and then I can have like everything, like I can buy whatever I want. And then I walked through the Target and the Walmart, and I, wow, this is like a heaven for me. And then 2 weeks later, my friend, he took me to the Costco. And I was shocked, because like all the products we have in the Costco, like, I was shocked, like, and then I discovered, like, later that not only, like, a Target, Walmart, like, Costco, but they also have, like, Sam's Club, like, Safeway, like, King Supers, like, City Markets, and they are everywhere. And I was completely shocked because how lucky we are in U.S. We are Catholics for so long. And sometimes we live as a Catholic so comfortable so that we are losing the sense of being thankful. We can access everything in Costco. We can access everything in Target, in Walmart. And then we can have every single thing that we have. And then sometimes we are losing the sense of like, okay, we took that for granted. We have been a Catholic for so long, we can access two graces. We can access to God so easy that so that we can, sometimes we are just losing the sense of like being thankful because we think that God is always right there for us. God is just like an option for Catholics because whenever I want to see God, I go to the church. And I'm going to see him over there. He always right there for me to access. Whenever I need to cook something, I just go to the Costco and I can buy stuff. Because I deserve it. I grew up so poor, came here, and I was like completely, completely shocked. Everything I can access in just 5 minutes around the rectory, I completely like shocked. My grace is sufficient for you. God, he gives you everything to help you to live comfortably, to help you to be comfortable with your family. He gives everything for you. But the way he's treating you, he gives you his graces to help you to grow in virtues. He's treating you as an adult. He doesn't treat you as a kid, like, okay, I'm going to take your difficulties back here for me. I will take your issues, and then you're good. So you're good to go. Keep moving. Keep believing. Keep having faith. No, he doesn't do that. He does like, okay, I will not take the difficulties from you, but I also give you my graces to handle your life, to just handle it, because my grace is sufficient for you. Trust me at that point. Like, I will take care of you, but I will not take care of your difficulties. However, you do it by yourself, but I will be there for you and with you, and I'm going to give you this one, that one, to help you to handle your life. We are Catholics for so long, sometimes we are losing that sense. And now we're starting complaining. We're starting to say differently, to see differently. When I got here, like the first month, the first year I got here, I have no complaints at all. To be honest with you, no complaining at all. Like, for me, like, Target is heaven. Walmart is heaven already. That's all I need. And I can have everything. And then since then, whenever I go to the Target or the Walmart, I say, thank you, God. Is that weird? It's a little bit weird. But that's how I practice my gratitude to God. Maybe you can try that. Of course, you should not like say it out loud because the people will think you are a weirdo. But maybe how about say it silently in your heart? Or how about you, whenever you pass through Target or Walmart, you say, thank you, God. My grace is sufficient for you. So the next point for my homily and the final point, we know that and we believed that everything is a gift from God. Brothers and sisters, I think the best attitude for every single Catholic is being thankful. Say thank you to God. God, He needs nothing from you. Nothing from you. But He's giving to you His graces, His gifts, everything. Everything in your life you have right now, to be honest with you, that is a gift. Like your cars, your houses, your spouses, your children, and even your life. Like even your life, He's given to you. Even your body, everything, every single thing, every single moment you received is from Him. So that the key and crucial, fundamental, foundational point for the every single Catholic is being thankful. Your children, you don't need them to do something for you. But as a moms and dads, you are so happy if they say thank you, mom. If they like say thank you, dad. You are so happy when you hear something like that from your children. And I think and I guarantee that God will be so happy if every single Catholic say, thank you, God. Thank you for giving me that one. Thank you for giving me my children. Thank you for giving me my relationship. Thank you for giving me my spouses, my cars, my houses, my iPhones, my iPads, my laptops, whatever it is. Thank you for giving me and having me that I can access to your graces. Thank you for giving me that I can have a Target like Walmart to live with. You can be thankful everywhere. And I think that is the best way to describe a Catholic, being thankful. That's all I have for you for this week. I invite you to reflect on that this week so that whenever you go, whenever you having something in your life, you're still lucky. We are still blessed. We are so lucky. I want you to say thank you to God. Whenever you go to the church, whenever you go into your cars, whenever you go everywhere, being thankful to Him, being grateful, and then thank you, God, for everything. And if you mean that, God will be so happy about you. God will be so joyful with you. I pray for you all, and have a great week.